Skip Taylor here with South Central Indiana News, and I was able to catch up with several Indiana Hoosiers during media time at Simon Scott Assembly Hall one day in advance of their first round matchup against Fairfield in the NCAA tournament. Now, the audio quality is a little bit under par, considering we were in a crowded locker room with several interviews going on at the same time. But hopefully you'll enjoy hearing a little bit from Yarden Garzone, Sydney Parrish, Chloe Moore McNeil, Sarah Scalia, and Jules LaMandola.
And we're with Yarden Garzone in the locker room of Assembly Hall one day before they will be taking on Fairfield in the opening round of the 2024 NCAA tournament. Yarden, this is your second time being able to jump into the NCAA tournament as a Hoosier and your second time hosting. How are you feeling?
I'm really excited about it. I wanted to host real much, and I'm glad we are. I feel really confident about our team and our ability to win this game, so I'm really excited.
With Mackenzie Holmes being injured, of course, a couple games ago, you've had to step in and take on some responsibility as the five. Are you expecting to have to do that tomorrow?
I will do everything that I can do for our team to win. I don't care in which position, on the court, off the court. I will do everything I can to help this team to win. I feel like Mackenzie did an amazing job in the last 2 weeks to be ready for this game. And I'm sure she will be as great as she is tomorrow.
And, of course, with all the turmoil going on in your home country, our hearts and thoughts are continue to be overflowing in your direction. Is your family doing okay, and are they able to watch the game?
They will be able to watch the game. They are doing okay. They're actually going to broadcast the game like in the on TV in Israel, so it's fun to know that they support me and they've got my back over there. And, yeah, I still... Everything that's going on in Israel, I'm still trying to put it on the stage as much as I can and do whatever I can to make everyone know about it and educate about it. And I'm trying to do it as best as I can with my place here.
Any other message for Hoosier Nation?
Come to the games. It will be really exciting. So you should come.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Skip Taylor here with Sydney Parrish. How are you feeling going into your second NCAA tournament as a Hoosier?
Feeling great. Really excited to be able to host. That's really a big opportunity for us. Being in front of our home crowd with our friends and family here, so that's going to be great. And just excited for another opportunity to, you know, be in Assembly Hall and play a couple games.
How important is it to get these two wins for your seniors that will be playing their last games here in front of Hoosier Nation?
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday. We had a team meeting yesterday, and I actually mentioned it that, you know, as much as we need to win the first game, we also need to win the second. It's about protecting Assembly Hall and protecting our home court, and we don't want Sarah, Ariel, and Mackenzie to leave this place with a loss. That's our last time being in Assembly, and I regret that from last year a little bit, you know, with Grace leaving. That was hard for me to think about because, you know, it's her last time playing here, and she ended with a loss. So just trying to protect our home court and getting those wins for our seniors.
You've got a pretty dynamic team you're playing against here in this opening round. Fairfield, Connecticut, not a lot of folks maybe even know who they are, but coming into this game with a 31-1 for the season, 29 in a row, how does that motivate you guys?
I think it's a great challenge. You know, not a lot of people are playing teams that in the first round that have won 30 games in a season, and we have an opportunity to do something really special and play against a great team, and hopefully that first game will give us a little bit of momentum into the rest of the tournament.
All right, anything else to tell Hoosier Nation?
We're excited to play in front of all you guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Skip Daly with the South Central Indiana News Network here in the locker room just prior to the start of March Madness for the Indiana Hoosiers. Sitting alongside Chloe Moore McNeil. Chloe, how are you feeling about things?
You know, I'm anxious, but it's a good anxious. I'm excited and I'm ready to step back on the court again. My teammates at Assembly Hall.
Now, this is not your first rodeo. You've been here a couple times before, being able to host as well. You had an early exit last year. What are the expectations walking into your game against Fairfield today?
Yeah, I think we have expectations of, you know, playing with that chip on our shoulder. You know, obviously we never lose in Assembly Hall, but we did last year, and that's not the way we wanted to end our season. So making sure we bring that as motivation tomorrow.
All right, one more thing. Just got confirmation that you will be charged with guarding Janelle Brown. You've probably had the opportunity by now to watch her video and to see some of what she does. She has that step back, nailing those threes as well as being able to drive the lane pretty intensely. What are your thoughts about the opportunity to take her on defensively?
Yeah, I've always loved a challenge, you know, and I take pride in guarding the other team's best players. She has great speed on both ends. She's a great on-ball defender, and I think she's a really good decision-maker as well. So being able to guard somebody like that tomorrow is going to take all of us, not just me, but it's nothing that we can't do.
All right, any last words for Hoosier Nation before stepping into this game tomorrow morning?
Yeah, Hoosier Nation, show up, but I really don't have to tell you that because you guys always do.
Thanks a lot. Yep. Skip Daly here with South Central Indiana News, standing next to Sarah Scalia, of course, the fifth-year senior Indiana Hoosier, second time here as a Hoosier in March Madness. Yeah. How are you feeling walking in? We're one day out.
I feel really excited. It's kind of been a long 2 weeks playing no games, just kind of prepping for this tournament. So definitely excited. I think our team's ready. Obviously, March Madness is a special time. Anything can happen. So I'm just really excited to go into this with the team.
Now, you've had some opportunity here over the last few days to check out some video of Fairfield. What are your initial thoughts?
I think they play really well together as a team. They do a lot of little things. They work hard every possession. And I think, I mean, obviously, Coach Carley's done a great job there just for 2 years. So I think definitely a good program, a good team we're facing, and we ought to be ready to play.
Now, you also have some history with the opposing team's coach.
Yeah.
Have you guys stayed in touch through the years?
Yeah, we stayed in touch a little bit since I came to Indiana. But, I mean, we both kind of are on our different paths now as far as I'm in Indiana. She's obviously a head coach, got a lot to do at Fairfield, but I have a lot of respect for her. We were really close when I was at Minnesota, and she's helped me grow into my game. So
these next two games, presumably, will be your last at Assembly Hall. Can you reflect upon some of what that means to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I've only been here for 2 years, but honestly, if this place feels like home to me, I'm really grateful that I came here, and these fans are amazing. The amount of fans we get just for every home game, honestly, it's really impressive. It shows kind of all the work that we put in to be able to get that many fans, and it's definitely been a lot of fun playing at home.
And do you have a message to send out to Hoosier Nation for us today?
Just show out, bring the energy, and let's get it done. Thank you.
Skip Daly with the South Central Indiana News Network with Jules Lamondola. This is your first experience with the NCAA tournament. How are you feeling about things?
I'm really excited. I mean, this is obviously a new experience for me, and it's something I've been like looking forward to for a long time, ever since I was a little kid. So to finally be able to experience it with these players and this coaching staff is really cool, and I'm just honestly really excited and just happy to be here. And, yeah.
Have you had a chance to look over a lot of video with your opponent?
We've been preparing and prepping for Fairfield. I mean, like any other game, we do the same things. We put in the work and we trust our process, and it works for us. So, you know, we've just been doing what we need to do to prepare for this game.
Let's say we win. Moving forward with this group playing at Assembly Hall, having two games, assuming that that's the case, at Assembly Hall, what would that mean to you?
It means a lot. A lot of the underclassmen and people are playing for our seniors, and they all deserve to, like, for their last game in Assembly Hall to be a win. And that's what we're really, like, is motivating us. So we just gotta take it one game at a time and just continue to do what we do, and, you know, hopefully we'll get those two wins in Assembly Hall.
Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.